Chris, would you take the roll?
Council President Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Jones?
Here.
Councilmember Ruben Vanderhaar?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. Thank you. And if you would join us in the invocation, we have Chris Bent from Calvary Chapel.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are just so in awe of the grace that you bestow upon us to allow us to govern ourselves. And so, Lord, we ask for your presence to be felt and known, acknowledged, and listened to at this meeting. We pray that you would direct it and guide it so the decisions that are made here, as I've prayed before, would be decisions that would best suit both the council and the citizens of CUNA. So we thank you, Father, for this opportunity and pray that your blessing would be upon this meeting in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. If you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated.
You're way too fast for the crowd we have tonight.
But they did good.
Yeah.
First item is the consent agenda. Anything to be removed, discussed, or a motion?
If no issues, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Ruben Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Thank you. The next item was a public hearing. The applicant has requested that this action be removed from the agenda, so we don't need a date specific or anything. We're just pulling it. So,
I move we remove from the agenda the consideration to approve 1705 AN and 1701 CPF.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to pull from the agenda 1705 AN and 17-01 CPF. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion carries. The next item is a presentation of a certificate of recognition to Landon Martin Nicholson. Landon, are you here? All right, so Landon, through his efforts, helped remove a shirt that was, or a sweater, I guess, that was on fire on, was it your brother? And prevented him from being burnt worse than he was. And so we wanted to recognize you for that. And so we have a certificate here for you, and want to thank you very much for your bravery in that effort, and we know that wasn't an easy thing to do, so thank you. I'll meet you down here, and we'll have Chief McDaniels come up too, if you would. Thank you very much. Awesome. Very good. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you all coming in tonight and giving us a chance to recognize an amazing young man. Thank you. The next item is ordinances. 8A, approve ordinance number 2017-28, an ordinance rezoning certain real property to WIT parcel number R4865420080 from R4 to C1, situated in the corporate limits of the city of Puna, Ada County, Idaho, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law and providing an effective date.
Move we waive three readings of ordinance 2017-28.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance number 2017-28. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2017-28.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2017-28. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2017-28.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance number 2017-28. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next is consideration to approve ordinance number 2017-29, an ordinance annexing certain real property into the city of Cuna, Idaho, to WIT parcel number S14192231-51. Current owner is SDN LLC. This property is situated in the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the city of Cuna, Idaho, establishing the zoning classification of said real properties, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2017-29.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance or to waive the three readings of ordinance number 2017-29. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2017-29.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2017-29. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2017-29.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance number 2017-29. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item C, consideration to approve ordinance number 2017-30. An ordinance rezoning certain real properties within the city of Cuna, Idaho, to WIT parcel number R24043200010. Current owner is Emmett Partners, LLC. Parcel number R24043200020. Current owner is Emmett Partners, LLC. Parcel number R24043200040. Current owner is Net Leased Portfolio 16 DST. Parcel number R24043200050. Current owner is Howard Johnson. Said properties are a portion of the Ensign subdivision situated in the portion of the southwest quarter of the northeast quarter of Section 24, Township 2, North Range 1 West, Boise Meridian in Cuna, Idaho, from R6 to C1, situated within the corporate limits of the city of Cuna, Ada County, Idaho, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2017-30.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of this ordinance, and I certainly do appreciate that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2017-30.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2017-30. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2017-30.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a summary publication of ordinance number 2017-30. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. That brings us to Mayor Council announcements. Well, we have, I hope everybody got a chance to meet the new engineer and the new economic development position that we hired, specialist, I guess. Real excited to have both of them on board. They are going to fit in quite well with everybody that works here, and I really actually have enjoyed having them around. So is there anything else that council wishes to bring up or mention?
Kudos to the joking police officer that found or got the camera for
Officer Mulkey.
Yeah, Officer Mulkey, yeah. That was pretty good.
A $9,000 camera. Who knew? Wow.
Crazy that it was found.
Good. And everything downtown, I think, is pretty well complete and operational. And
yeah, Mayor and Council, I don't really have anything new to report. Would answer any questions, though, but everything is wrapping up, and final payout should be going out probably inside the next month or so.
Okay.
I think he's had enough questions for today, though.
I had some questions on the bridge, on the benches, but I was put down very quickly. It'll teach me to question.
So, well, since you brought it up, Councilmember Cardoza thought that it was odd that there was some strange gaps with the benches downtown, and Chris reminded him that people that sponsor those benches, there were several locations, and if you bought a bench, you got to pick where you put it. So in order to fix his dilemma, if he just wishes to buy about three or four benches, we can fill those gaps and take care of that situation.
I think we agreed on two benches and a bike post.
I found out that I could take care of those benches with a chair for my office out in front.
No.
I'm going to bolt it down, too.
No.
Yes. I'll probably need a permit for that. The permit will be $828 or so.
Watch out. You'll get cited under the new Keeping the Sidewalk Clean ordinance.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll give them a place to sit. So.
All right. Very good. Was there anything else?
I've heard lots of positive things about the Christmas lights in the park, so.
Very nice, very bright. We did have some inflatables in the park that died a horrible death one night. But
yes, we did. Our the inflatables that were donated to us got knifed last week. I know that sounds bad, but they were slashed by kids, so we took them out.
Are they fixable or not really worth it?
Not really worth it. There were pretty big cuts and all over, so.
Where's the police when you need them, Chief?
Exactly.
Very good. Anything else? All right. And we need a motion to adjourn to an executive session. Who do we need in this executive session, Bobby? Council? Okay.
Pat, do you want it to be your last motion, or you want me to go?
Go for it.
Okay. I move we adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 74-206C for the purpose of discussing a land acquisition matter.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn to an executive session pursuant to Idaho Code Section 74-206C for the purpose of discussing a land acquisition matter. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Council Member Jones?
Yes.
Council Member Bubin-Wanderhaar?
Yes.
Council Member McPherson?
Yep.
Thank you.